Welcome to Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm Dan Schlossberg, and this is the 285th episode of Travel Itch Radio. Every week at 8 o'clock Eastern, we interview hoteliers, transportation executives, city, state, and national tourism officials, authors, writers, broadcasters, and others involved in the world of travel. Our special guest tonight is Kevin Matheson, General Manager of Marriott Residence in Fenway in Boston. Welcome, Kevin, to Travel Itch Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Happy to be on the show. Was that a little Ricky Nelson I was hearing?
Oh, very much so. Big fan. And I've been a guest and speaker at your property and love the proximity to Fenway, less than two blocks. How long has the hotel been there?
Well, we're still fairly new. Actually, coming up July 11th is going to be our five-year anniversary, so we're pretty excited about that. We have a nice little party planned for the staff and everything, so we're looking forward to it.
Well, location, so important for any city hotel. Can guests actually see the ballpark and the iconic Citgo sign from the hotel?
Yes. We have, outstanding views. You know, we're eight stories tall, and we have a nice outdoor terrace that looks out to the ballpark. You can definitely see the big Citgo sign. Unfortunately, you can't see directly into the ballpark because of zoning restrictions, but the view is still incredible nonetheless.
Well, what was the previous use of the building before it became a hotel?
So it was actually an ace ticket agency, which, being so close to the ballpark, I guess you'd expect it to do well. And in a parking lot, which you would also expect to do pretty well right next to the ballpark. You know, it's pretty profitable parking around there for sure.
Well, I know. I've seen the prices around Fenway. Well, how big
outrageous.
Is the hotel, Kevin, and how many rooms?
So we have a total of 175 guest rooms. They're spread out through seven floors. The first floor is all of our lobby, our breakfast area. As mentioned, we have the outdoor terrace that's about 1,300 square feet. We have a 600 square foot indoor terrace area. And then we have a back bay meeting room, which is almost 600 square feet. And we have a pool area as well. So that's
kind
of the
indoor,
It's an indoor pool. It's an indoor pool.
Okay,
it has French doors that open up to the terrace.
Oh, that's great. So you can use it in all seasons, both indoor and outdoor. That's good.
Yep, absolutely.
Is the Residence in Fenway the closest hotel to the ballpark?
Yeah, we are. We're a little over a block away, so probably a two-minute walk, depending on foot traffic.
And depending on how fast you walk, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, with so many great properties in the Back Bay section of Boston, why should out-of-towners pick the Marriott Residence in Fenway? And do you display baseball memorabilia to give the place a ballpark flavor?
I would say that out-of-towners should choose Residence in Fenway because it definitely does have that Boston feel. I'd say we have a unique product as well with all of our guest rooms being suites. As mentioned, we have the really nice terrace that overlooks the park. The location can't be beat. We have some of the best employees in town for sure, many of which have been at the hotel since it opened. We provide a very high level of service. We're proud to be ranked number 13 on TripAdvisor, and that's out of 86 hotels. As far as memorabilia, we do have different Boston-themed memorabilia on each of our guest floors throughout the hotel. We have an autographed jersey from David Ortiz in our lobby. We have some fantastic owners that actually brought him to one of our employee events before, which was a nice treat for the team for sure.
Oh, that's great. And is there a special buzz at the property after a Red Sox game?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this time of year, it's especially nice when the weather starts changing. People are typically happier for sure. And it doesn't hurt when the Red Sox are playing well like they are. You know, there tends to be more happy campers out there. And then, of course, when the Yankees are in town, there's a whole other level of buzz. You can feel the difference for sure.
And do you allow Yankee fans to stay at the hotel too?
Unfortunately, we don't discriminate, so we will accept them.
Couldn't resist. That was too good of a setup with your previous comment. Well, is business just
exactly.
as good, Kevin, when the Red Sox are on the road?
Yeah, it really is. Throughout the summer, I would say most of Boston runs a pretty high occupancy right through the summer. To the contrary, not a lot of people or conferences, I would say, want to come here when it's February and, single-digit temperatures. But, even when the Sox are away, Fenway Park and the owners make very good use, of the facilities. We have a lot of great concerts coming this summer. To name a few, we have Zach Brown, Luke Bryan, Billy Joel's coming, Journey, Pearl Jam, the Foo Fighters. So the hotel is, sold out for sure every one of those nights, without a doubt. And then we also have great relationships with many of the local businesses, the hospitals, Longwood Medicals, just, a short walk up the street. So we do a lot, and we partner with them. So the hotel's busy. Basically mimics the baseball season, really.
Well, I remember going to a Billy Joel concert in New York at Shea Stadium, when Shea Stadium still existed. Is the Billy Joel concert that's there in Fenway Park, or is it somewhere else?
Yes, it's in the park. Yep.
Oh, that's terrific. That's great.
I actually saw it at Fenway before as well.
Oh, terrific. Are the rates better at the hotel in the off season? I'm sure they are. And also, what about Christmas week? How far ahead should people book?
Yeah, the rates are definitely better in the off season, throughout the entire city, really. Probably with the exception of New Year's Eve. After Thanksgiving, right through until New Year's Eve, are probably the lowest rates. And Christmas week is typically slow. You could really book any time, just because most people aren't really traveling as much on business. They're home with their families and whatnot. Being an extended stay property, we definitely get some families that are here visiting and whatnot. But generally speaking, occupancy is low that week.
And I want to tell our listeners that we're talking with Kevin Matheson, general manager of the Marriott Residence Inn Fenway. What are your peak and bargain seasons, Kevin?
So during the winter months, like we were just discussing, probably the times you're going to get the best rates. We also have multiple packages that we try to put together to give some inclusions, depending on what people are looking for. We have some packages that include, things like gift cards to local restaurants, some packages that include parking or amenities that'll be sent up to your room and that sort of thing.
Okay, sounds good. I was just going to ask you what packages, and especially if you have any baseball packages that might include tickets. Yes or no?
So we don't, unfortunately, have any that include tickets. It becomes really complicated with cancellation policies and rainouts and things like that,
yes.
When you've already secured tickets. So it can be a bit challenging to manage for sure. But we do have a great relationship with the Red Sox, and, we do have some contacts there. So, we can often be of help to people to get tickets, or if you have a block of rooms and you need tickets, we can be helpful in that way as well.
Yeah, I just got a press release announcing that the Great Fenway Park Writers Series is coming back to the hotel very soon. Could you tell our listeners what that's all about?
Yes, they come back annually, and what they do is usually have a writer and a guest speaker come in and sign books for everyone. They do a lunch. It's really a nice take. It's pretty short money, and I think it's a great day and a great opportunity to hear a speaker that you might not otherwise.
And if listeners of Travel Itch Radio want to find out about the Great Fenway Park Writer Series, how would they do that?
I know there's a website. I don't have the information readily available, unfortunately.
Oh, they could probably just Google, I guess, Great Fenway Park Writer Series.
Yeah,
it'll come up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And we'll ask you for the hotel website later on in the show. But Kevin, I wanted to ask you, the Red Sox are just one of your favorite teams. I know the Residence Inn Fenway has a great team too. You've already mentioned them once, but tell us what makes your staff so special.
Well, as I mentioned before, the hotel is coming on 5 years old now, and we have, you know, I would say at least half of the team have been there since the opening. So, you know, they have a great sense of pride, you know, in being the first employees there. And, you know, I think we've set a very high standard from a service perspective. And there's a great culture that the team, you know, all believes in taking care of our guests first. You know, I think that's probably the most important thing. And as well, you know, a lot of our team are very versatile. They can fill in at different positions and help at, you know, multiple departments. So, you know, if you were short in one area, somebody else could jump in. So the team environment is really strong, which makes the service we provide much better. And I think we understand what it's like to work hard, but we also take the time to have fun, which I think is important.
Is there a shuttle service that you offer for people who want to get around Boston without taking their car?
There isn't a shuttle per se. I mean, there are trolley tours and whatnot that come around, but that's at a cost. You know, I think what a lot of people do, which seems to be the easiest, the most economical, if you didn't want to walk, would be to take an Uber or something to that sort. But you know, they call Boston the walking city, and what's considered Boston proper would fit inside a Central Park in New York. So to give you an idea of how small it is.
And I know the T station is not too far away, and you have a great subway and trolley system in Boston. Easy to get around that way too.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
What is included?
It's just a couple minute walk.
What, Kevin, is included in the room rate at the Residence Inn Marriott, at the Marriott Residence Inn Fenway?
So all of our rooms are suites, so they all have fully equipped kitchens, which is definitely unique. You don't find that at a lot of hotels, especially in Boston. We have complimentary internet. We have a full hot breakfast in the morning. And then our team's on hand to assist with any needs that our guests have. And they often do things like grocery shopping for people. You know, we take care of your dry cleaning, things like that. So when you check in your room, there's a grocery list. So all you have to do is fill it out, leave it with the front desk, and we can go take care of it for you and have it in your room when you get back. And then the charge would just go on your room bill.
Ah, that's great. And I want to tell our listeners that you're listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook or also on iTunes. And our guest tonight is Kevin Matheson, the general manager of the Marriott Residence Inn Fenway. Kevin, what extra amenities do you offer? In other words, do you have a pool?
Yes, we do. We have a very nice pool. It's up on our 8th floor. As we talked about earlier, it does have nice doors that open up to our terrace, but they can be closed, and you know, so you can enjoy the pool in the winter as well. So there's nice natural light up there. The space has lounge chairs, towels, you know, music to kind of, you know, set the ambiance a little bit. And it's located adjacent to our terrace, and we have a bar right there as well. So if you, you know, wanted a drink while you sit and relax, you can get that as well. And we do have washers and dryers upstairs on the 8th floor, which got a lot of use during the Boston Marathon when everyone was soaking wet. Yeah, and we have a little business center down in our lobby, a nice breakfast area as well.
Is there a jacuzzi too?
There's no jacuzzi now.
Oh, okay. All right, well, put that on your wish list for the future then, I guess. And you mentioned guests get Wi-Fi, which I think is great. I think Wi-Fi is fabulous and free breakfast. And I know your breakfast is very nice because I've had breakfast there before and it was great. What types of rooms does the hotel offer? Are there two-bedroom suites, for example?
So we have studio rooms, which are really nice. They're spacious. They have the full kitchens. The next, which are a little bit larger, are one-bedroom suites, where the bedroom's actually closed off from the living room and the kitchen. So, you know, you can have a little more privacy with the one-bedroom. And then we have two-bedroom suites as well. So if you have you know, a larger family, you're traveling with more people, you would have two bedrooms that would actually close off, and then there's a kitchen as well. And then we have some rooms that have views of Fenway and obviously some without. So those are our different room types.
And I assume the Marriott Residence Inn is 100% smoke-free, but do you allow pets, or am I barking up the wrong tree?
we are 100% smoke-free. Yes, it's actually a law in Boston. You have to be 20 feet from any public building in order to smoke, which is fantastic for our housekeeping staff.
Yes.
I was around. Early in my career, there were still smoking rooms in Boston, which was terrible to deal with. But we do happily accept pets. We have dog treats available for our pets, dog bowls. And then we also, our team's happy to walk our furry friends as well. And we often do that.
Do you charge an extra fee for people that come with pets?
We do. It's a one-time fee, so it's a $150 fee. You know, we do go in and do a deep cleaning after guests with pets have stayed with us, just, you know, because we don't want anyone checking in that may have allergies after the fact. So there is the one-time charge. There's no charge for us to walk the dog or anything like that.
Okay. How much meeting space do you have, Kevin, and how many people can you accommodate for a special event? I assume you have weddings there, too.
We don't really have many weddings at this point. The space is probably a little bit small, but a smaller wedding we certainly will do. Absolutely, it's not something that we turn away. We do have one meeting room, which is upstairs on our eighth floor. We have the rooftop terrace where we'll do outdoor events, and then we have the indoor terrace area. Then we also have our gatehouse where we serve our breakfast, which can also be rented for events. The capacity in each area really varies by the setup of the event that you want.
Okay, typically when you have the Fenway Park Writers Series, just to use an example, and you have it at the gatehouse, how many people can you accommodate?
Well, the gatehouse we could accommodate, you know, a lot more probably than our meeting room. We could put 50 people down there.
Oh, great. Very nice. Okay. When I spoke there last June, there was a very nice group for the Fenway Park Writers Series right off the lobby, so that really worked out well. I can vouch for that. And I also want to let Travel Itch listeners know that I will be signing my two newest books Saturday, May 26th, right after the Braves-Red Sox game. We'll have a happy hour signing from 5 to 7, give or take, on the lobby level, so anyone can come. I guess you can go upstairs to get a drink if you want, and then get a book or two for Father's Day. Lots of Braves fans will be in town because the Red Sox will be hosting the Braves in interleague games that weekend. And my books that will be there are The New Baseball Bible and When the Braves Rolled the Diamond. Each book is $20. Autographed, it's worth even less, of course. So do you have any other special events booked for the Marriott Residence in Fenway?
So we do a lot of different events. We almost have different events every day there. Like I mentioned, we have great relationships with the Red Sox. We have great relationships with the hospitals that are nearby and, various local companies. So we host different events in different areas, almost daily. This weekend, we have some graduation parties and whatnot with the BU graduation this weekend, then followed by BC. And I believe Simmons College is this weekend as well.
Yeah, there are a lot of schools in Boston, that's for sure. And what is it like, Kevin, to be a Red Sox fan working so close to the team itself?
Well, since I was a little kid, I've always loved the Red Sox, and I'm still a big fan. So it's always nice to be around the park and to feel that energy for sure. Sometimes it leaves me a little jealous when I'm working and people are checking in and going to a game, but I'm always happy for them, and sometimes tickets find their way into my hands, which is always great. But sometimes the traffic's not so great when you're trying to leave during a game, but other than that, I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Well, Travel Itch listeners always like to know more about our guest, Kevin, so please share where you were born, raised, and schooled, how you got into the travel business, and how you came to the Marriott Residence in Fenway.
So I was born and raised in Billerica, Massachusetts. It's about 20 miles
northwest
of
Tom
Glavin's
hometown.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You've got it. Yep, I was friends with his niece. I've met him a few times. Great guy. I actually studied hospitality management at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, and I actually began my career in restaurants. So I started working as a dishwasher at a local restaurant, then became a prep cook and a line cook, and started cooking at my first hotel, which was a Renaissance hotel during college. And my junior year, I actually had an opportunity to go down and spend the summer in Siesta Key, Florida, where I worked my first front desk job at a small resort hotel. And then when I graduated from college, I actually joined Marriott, which I was very excited for my new role as an assistant front desk manager at the Marriott Copley, which is an 1,147-room monster in Copley Square in Boston. And then one day I got really tired. I got tired of the Boston weather, and it was back to Florida, so I headed down to Miami, still with Marriott at the Biscayne Bay Marriott, where I worked for a while, and then had an opportunity to join Four Seasons and come back to Boston. So since then, I've worked at a few different hotels in Boston, you know, the Seaport Hotel and the Revere Hotel, and you know, now I'm at the Residence Inn Fenway, which is a fantastic opportunity for me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, this is a key question of the night. How do listeners learn more or reserve rooms at Marriott Residence Inn Fenway?
So pretty easy, you know, Marriott.com. You can easily access our website. You know, you can find out all the information that you need about the hotel. You can make a reservation right there. You could do it through the Marriott app if you'd like to. You know, it's really easy. It takes a couple seconds. You're always welcome to call the hotel as well if you prefer over the phone. But with Marriott, you know, technology is in the forefront, and they make it really easy to give your business.
Well, I'm a Marriott Rewards member, so I'm well aware of that. I wanted to ask you, too. I mean, general managers always tell me that they have some stories that are really funny, embarrassing things that happen, funny things that happen. Any anecdotes you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Well, I mean, since we talk about baseball a lot, I was working at the Four Seasons. I was actually working an overnight shift when the Red Sox were, it was still kind of secretive. They were talking with Daisuke Matsuzaka, which I think at the time was one of the biggest amounts of money spent just to talk to a player in history. And
that's right.
The overnight cleaners were cleaning the floor, so the floor was all wet, and we weren't expecting him to come down. And, you know, so we had the floor signs up, and one of his people had called down to the front desk to let us know that he's coming down. So all I could picture was Daisuke coming down, getting off the elevator and slipping on a wet floor and breaking his wrist and not being able to pitch.
Oh.
And then me getting thrown out of Boston. So I made sure that I called back, informed them that the floor was wet, stood outside the elevator waiting for him, and, you know, asking him to, you know, to walk slowly. But that was pretty nerve-wracking for me.
Yeah, I've heard all kinds of stories about celebrities misbehaving sometimes in full public view, all kinds of stuff. You know, one general manager, I won't name the celebrity's name, but he told me there was a big ruckus in the dining room. The maitre d' called the GM to come in immediately during breakfast. And apparently this disturbance was being caused by a very famous Hollywood person, and they have to throw him out. I mean, just amazing, you know, when you hear something like this.
Yeah, I mean, all of our guests are important. So if you have one guest that's really disturbing our others, it really doesn't matter who they are. You know, you need to ask them to behave and deal with it appropriately.
Do you have family, Kevin? Just curious.
I do have a wife. I have two nieces that live right up the street from me, and I'm fortunate that my parents actually live on the same little dead-end street that I do as well.
Oh, very nice. Are you still in Billerica, or are you moved?
I am, yep. Yep, I actually bought a house that my grandfather had built, so we have a little family compound.
Oh, very nice. By the way, I've met Tom Glavine several times since I am a Braves fan and have been actually since before Tom Glavine was a rookie, I've been a Braves fan. and coming up to see the Braves next weekend, and we'll be staying at your hotel. Look forward to meeting you and shaking hands and having a civil disagreement on what team we're going to root for, but we're going to have a great book signing event for sure. Looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
So that book signing, that book signing, for anybody who might have missed it earlier tonight, it's going to be Saturday on May 26th after the conclusion of the Braves-Red Sox game. The game starts at 1 o'clock, so we might start as early as 4, 4:30, depending on when people can get over to the hotel. Probably sit there probably till 7 o'clock signing books, talking baseball. It should be a lot of fun. And I look forward to my second visit to the Marriott Residence Inn Fenway. Kevin, thank you so much for visiting Travel Itch Radio tonight.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun. I look forward to your stay.
Thank you. I do too. And I want to tell our listeners, it's not too early to start thinking about gifts for Father's Day, graduations, bar mitzvahs, and summer birthdays. So for the baseball fans out there, please consider my books, When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, 14 Flags Over Atlanta, or the new baseball Bible, Lists, Legends, Notes, and Nuggets from the National Pastime. They're both from Sports Publishing. Check them out on Amazon.com or in the sports sections of major booksellers. And unfortunately, that is it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Tune in again next week, same time, same station, when we'll hear about the Hiltons of Branson, Missouri, with General Manager Bill Timrone. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg speaking also for the absent Maggie Linton, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night.